We're going to talk about the Minag Yisrael of stealing the Afikomen. We're within a few weeks, 3 weeks away from Pesach. So there is a fairly well-known custom that is taught to children, or that children teach to us maybe, from the youngest ages, that they steal the Afikomen and then they negotiate the Afikomen for an Afikomen present. And is there any basis for such a minag? Is there any objection to such a minag? There are different gersos of exactly how the minag is fulfilled, whether it's the kids that steal the afikomen and the parents have to go looking for it, or the parent that hides it and the kids have to go looking for it. But either way you cut it, someone's stealing from somebody. Someone is stealing the afikomen from somebody. So where in the world does this come from? So most likely the source is, or at least the earliest known source for such a practice, or something that at least sounds like this practice, is there's a Gemara Pesachim Kuftes Amarav that tells us about how we have to do things on the night of the Seder to keep children interested, to keep children excited, and most importantly, to keep children awake. And one of the things the Gemara tells us is Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chotfin Matzos Belele Pesachim Bishvil Tinoko Shelo Yishnu, that we grab matzos on the night of Pesach for the kids so that they don't sleep. Now, what does chotfin matzos mean? In what way are we grabbing matzos? There are four or five different explanations of what the Gemara means by that. Rashi and the Rashbam both quote a shita that it means we lift the ka'ara, we lift the Seder plate, so that the kids will ask about the items on the Seder plate. The Rashbam says, in fact, I may have just mispronounced a word in that Gemara. It may not have said chotfin matzos, it might have said chotfin mitzvos, that you pick up the mitzvos halayla, which are all on the Seder plate. And maybe that's the idea, nothing to do with stealing afikomen. In fact, the Chok Yaakov and Tafayin Beis, Os Beis, understands that that's the same as what the Gemara in Daf Kuftes Vavam Beis says in Pesachim, that we're oker the shulchan, so that the kids will ask. So it's a Beferish Gemara, just a few blot later, we're oker a shulchan, so that the kids should ask. So this Gemara is saying the same thing. We're chotef the matzos, which is the same as oker the shulchan, so that the kids will ask. Second possible explanation, Rashi quotes the second daya, and this is in fact the shita of the Ravid, is chotfin asamatzos means that we eat quickly so that the kids won't fall asleep. We're chotef the matzah, we quickly grab and eat to make sure that the kids will make it up through the Seder so that they'll be able to ask questions. And that certainly fits with the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is how Rabbi Akiva would leave the Beis Medrash early to make sure that the Seder starts on time. So that would certainly fit with the idea that you want to make sure that everything runs punctually so that the kids don't fall asleep. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Tafayin Beis, Sif Aleph quotes this lahalacha that you're supposed to leave the Beis Medrash early and make sure your Seder starts on time, and the Shaar Tzion over there in Sifkan Beis says, yeah, this Gemara is the source. Problem is, if the idea of the kids not falling asleep is to make sure that they ask the Manishtana, how does it really help? Meaning to eat quickly. If we're eating quickly, it's too late. The Manishtana was already done. We're eating way later than the Manishtana. And in fact, we're eating, even if it's to keep the kids awake for the answers to the Manishtana, that's done already also. We're eating way later than the answers to the Manishtana. So the Mishmur in Simchat and Gimel says, we make the Seder move more quickly so that kids will know that they won't be waiting forever. It's not that we're eating quickly to make sure that they're awake for what happens after we eat. No, we let them know the Seder's not going to be forever. It will move. And because of that, there will always be action. There's not going to be a lot of downtime. And that will keep them interested. In Shaar Tzion, he quotes another two possible answers. That first, he says, maybe give the kids something to eat early so they won't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's what it means, that we're chotfin asamatzos. That way before the adults eat, let the kids eat something so that they don't just fall asleep. The Shaar Tzion then says that even though the manishtana may be early, the real ikker is not for the children to be asking at the manishtana. The real ikker mitzvah is that the children should be interested in asking throughout the night. So that's what it means. Chotfin asamatzos, we eat and make sure that everything runs quickly so that when it comes time for the heseba, for the achilas matzah, the achilas marar, they'll be able to ask the relevant questions. Rashbam then quotes a third possibility of what chotfin matzos means, and he says maybe it means we take the food away from the kids because eating too much will cause them to fall asleep. When a person fills the stomach, they're more likely to fall asleep. Then there's a fourth possibility. Rav Soloveitchik suggests normally there's a halacha, the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Zayin tells us, Ram quotes it in the seventh parak of Vilchus Brachos, that the botseya, the one who cuts the bread, the one who makes the bracha, has to eat first. He has to be the first one to taste from the matzah. But maybe chotvenas hamatzos means that they used to have a practice that they would do the opposite. That on the night of the Seder, everyone would show a chavivus for the mitzvah by when the botzea would break the matzah, everyone would just like pounce on it and try to grab their piece of matzah as a way of showing how excited that they are for the mitzvah. What does any of this have to do with sealing the Afikomen? The Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Chametz Umatza, a fifth possibility of what Chotvin Esamatzos means. This is in Hilchos Chametz Umatza, Berg Zayin Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes that you have to make a Shinri B'lel Azeh so that the children will ask, V'yishalu V'yomru Manishtana Alayla Azeh, V'keitzad Mishana, how do we do unusual things? Well, he says, we give them a lot of candies, nuts, things of that nature, and Okra Mashulchim Milifneim, Kadesh Yochlu, V'chotvin Matza Zeh, Miyad Zeh, and we grab matzos, this one from the hand of the other one, which makes it sound like something akin, if not exactly, to stealing the Afikomen, that we're actually grabbing things away, grabbing matzah away from each other. So that likely serves as the basis for this minhag. In fact, the Chak Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch points out that this must be the basis of this minhag. And you have a very similar idea in other Rishonim as well. The Meiri writes something very similar. The Ram Chalava says something very similar, and he even goes a step further. He says, Gozlim Zemiyadze Lesimcha Kadeshi Yishalu Atinokos Leishanu, that we are gozel one from each other, which is even more explicit about a basis for stealing an afikomen. So why would we do this though? Well, there's what the Gemara says. It keeps it entertaining. Also, some of the Achronim suggest, if you get children involved and they're the ones that are hanging on to the matzah and they know that their afikomen present rides on this matzah, you will never forget to eat the afikomen. It is surprisingly easy to forget to eat the afikomen. You know, you already ate a bunch of matzah. You had your whole su'udah. You get up to benching, you know, and there's no bracha on the afikomen. So whenever there's no birchas mitzvah, so right away, there's like an 80% chance that you forget the mitzvah when there's no birchas mitzvah. We see it with Sfiras HaOmer when once you're, so to speak, out of it or whatever, you know, sukkah and shmini atzeres, no birchas mitzvah, forget it. Everyone won't do the mitzvah. So we have to, a good way to make sure that we have a reminder is when a kid says, wait a second, we can't finish yet. I didn't get my afikomen present. Also, some suggest that maybe it's, I think the Vilna Gaon suggests, that maybe it's a remez to Yaakov stealing the Bechorah, because it was on the night of Pesach, Rashi and Chumash writes, why did Yitzchak need Shnei Gdiye Yizim? How much does Yitzchak eat already? Rashi asks on Chumash. So Rashi says, no, it was Pesach, so he needed for a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chagigah. So that was the night of the Seder. So when we want Shefa Bracha on the night of the Seder, so we do a Zecher to what Yaakov Avinu did. Ba'achicha b'mirma, that Yaakov comes b'mirma with Chachma to make sure that he gets the brachos. There are, however, significant objections to this minhag. First of all, the Orchos Chaim Ispinka says that he thinks this is a terrible minhag. He thinks it's a minhag hevel v'shtus, that you're teaching children to steal, and that is the opposite of good chinuch. You don't want to teach children to steal. You'll say, no, but they're just stealing almanasa, they're going to give it back, and isn't that okay? It's just a practical joke. Says Gemara B'Metzia Daf Samech Aleph, one is not permitted to steal almanas lemekat. One is not even permitted to steal almanas l'shayim tashlume kefel. Let's say you see a person, Nebuch is poor, and he won't take any money from you. So what you do is, you go and you steal his stuff so that you'll be chayiv to pay kefel, and that'll take, because that he's entitled to. So still, you're not even allowed to do that. With the best of intentions, a person is not permitted to steal. You could argue that this is different, because when the person is mochel, the person from whom you're stealing is mochel, then it's not called stealing anymore. Meaning, if this is part of the game, like we're all playing, like if I'm playing basketball against you and you steal the ball from me, I can't say, wait a second, that's horrible. How could you do that? That's ethically, you know, you're what an ethical failing. Who raised you? No, that's part of the game. I'm supposed to try to keep it away from you. You're supposed to, that's what makes it fun. Otherwise, it would be a silly game. So that's the way this game works. That's the way. So it's hard to argue. It's hard to call that Gonev Almanas Lemekat. Rav Abadi, in his tshuva, some of the reason I'm talking about this topic is someone in my shul just gave me chelek beis of the tshuva of Ari Yitzchak, of Rav Abadi's tshuva. So I was flipping through it this morning as he gave it to me, and I saw he has a tshuva on this topic, and he argues that it's a zilzul mitzvah to grab the matzah and to steal the matzah. Based on a Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says that you're not supposed to, the Kohen is not allowed to grab truma. He's not even allowed to directly ask for truma, because that's a zilzul mitzvah. He's treating truma like a commodity. No, it should be given b'darach kavod. It has to be given with a great sense of dignity, and therefore Rabbi Abadi wants to make a tushtel. He wants to suggest that the same is true if you're grabbing matzah, you're making a joke out of the matzah. Another concern that some of the Achronim raise is that the Shulchan Aruch Nesim Kuftes Zayin in Yoredeya, Sif Hei, says that you should be careful not to put food underneath a bed, not to put food, because there's a Ruach Ra over there, not to bring food into a bathroom based on Ruach Ra. When kids are hiding, they'll hide it anywhere. So they might hide it under a sleeping child's bed, and they might hide it in I don't remember the exact context. If someone told me, or if this even happened, sometimes memories get a little fuzzy, but that someone put it in the tank of the toilet bowl behind the... So that doesn't seem like it would be a place ripe for positive ruchos or for health. So that's, you have to be careful in that you're going to let go of the matzah. So why... There is, however, some support for this minhag. Someone wanted to suggest, I think another argument against that I heard someone wanted to suggest as an argument for, Shulchan Aruch and Tafayin Gimel Siv Vav says that after you break the matzah, you should wrap it up for Shmira. So someone wanted to be medayik. Ooh, Shmira? Why do you need Shmira? It must be that someone's after it. So it must be that that's a source for the minhag. No, that is in fact a source against the minhag of stealing the Afikoman. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the reason it needs Shmira is like the Karm Pesach requires Shmira, and this is supposed to represent the Karban Pesach. Beis Yosef is clear about that it's not about someone stealing it, it's about making sure you don't accidentally eat it during the Seder, because it's just a matzah, there's nothing that marks it as different, so you're eating all the other matzahs, you might eat up all your matzahs and not have enough Afikoman left later on, but nothing about stealing. In fact, the Tur in Simtavai and Gimel and the Bach specifically say that you should give it to somebody at the table to make sure it doesn't get eaten in the middle of the meal. That's the whole idea of Shmira, but that's not a reason, and Adraba, it's a major lack of Shmira if some child has it somewhere and half the time it gets lost or whatever, you don't know where. That's a major lack of Shmira. That lechora is a violation of that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. However, in the Tshuvas Torah Lashma Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, what I thought maybe you could explain to Tshuvas Torah Lashma argues that it's a he says that it's a chibuv mitzvah. He's medayik from a Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel that it's a way to show how beloved a mitzvah is when you go and grab something. But it doesn't seem that he was talking about stealing. It seems that he was talking about the idea of pouncing on it and grabbing it as soon as the botzeya is mevarich. But I thought maybe to explain this minhag, just bepashtus, is that there is a Tosos Masechta Sukkah and Daf Mem Hei, where the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah tells us that at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, miyad tinokos shomtin lulevein va'ochlin esrogehen. And Rashi on the spot says, what happens once they don't need the lulav and esrog anymore? We go to the kids and we grab their lulav out of their hands and we throw it on the floor and we take their esrogim and we eat their esrogim from them. And we do that as part of a festive atmosphere. Tosso says that that's incorrect pshat in the Mishnah. That's not what it means. That miyad doesn't mean from the hands of, it means immediately. But nevertheless, Tosso says there's nothing wrong with doing that because that's part of creating a festive atmosphere where people grab things from each other. And in fact, this is quoted in the Ramban, Siman Tafrei Sadivav, Siv Ches, and Hilchos Purim, that people are allowed to grab things from each other on Purim because that's part of creating the festive atmosphere on Purim. So one is allowed to do something like that, to grab things from each other on Purim. So l'chora, one could argue that if grabbing something b'derech simcha to create a certain sense of a festive atmosphere is permissible on Purim, that will be permissible over here as well. In fact, I thought that that was pashut pshat in the Maram Chalva. The Maram Chalva says, gozlim ze miyad ze l'simcha. What's he adding? L'simcha. What does it mean, l'simcha? Creating that sense of a festive atmosphere, that it's understood that it's a joke, it's a game, it's the way the game is supposed to be played. There are many gedolim that were very much against this practice, though. In Orchos Rabbeinu, Kotz Chaznish, the Stipler were not so interested in this practice. The Briskers in general were not so interested in Haggadim Beis Levi, were not so interested in this practice. I think they say the first Lubavitcher Rebbe was not so interested in this practice. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Elicha Shlomo was not so interested in this practice. In fact, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, even if you're going to do it, at least don't call it stealing. Don't call it stealing the Avikomen. Call it Chatifas Avikomen or something like that. But you call it stealing, it's really, it sends the wrong message. However, there are others who disagree. There are many Hasidim that say that there are major reasons al pi Kabbalah for this stealing of the Afikomen. And, whether you like it or not, it works. I mean, as far as keeping the kids awake and keeping the kids interested, it does pretty much work. In fact, sometimes it keeps them a little too interested in the Afikomen. They miss the whole Seder because they're so busy chasing after the Afikomen. But sometimes that sort of clears the road for some of the other kids to say Divrei Torah. But, you have to figure out how to manage the Seder appropriately to make sure that everyone is interested. But this is one such practice that at least was called into question by a number of Gedolei Yisrael.